saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover. What the miracle that I just can't get over. My name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection.
Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. This is a testimony. Hallelujah. And it's so wonderful to have you here again today. I welcome you to another beautiful edition of our daily Facebook. Glory to God. I believe the ongoing series has been quite like awesome. Okay. And I really believe that, let me say it that way. I believe we don't need to rush. I believe there's a need to let it sink in. For instance, if you've had to follow for a couple of months, you'll remember we actually had a series, all right, a whole week, all right, dedicated to teaching on the gift of life. Okay, so we've talked about this somewhat. Now I know we've gone deeper, all right, looking into death and life, which we did last week, and then it's getting clearer. But I also feel, okay, don't rush. It's not about too many things being said. It's about how clear, how well received, all right, what is being said is really all about. Cause this topic is super like huge. Okay. Like super huge. This is the theme of the entire writings of Apostle John. This is it. This is all he kept on communicating. Largely, you find this, you know, in the heart of the teaching, and Acts 20. So in Acts chapter 20, let me just skip quickly to where now. All right, from the 17th verse, it says, then the high priest rose up and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation, and they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Go, stand and speak in the temple to all the people all the words. Obviously, we read this last week, and I had to show you from a few translations that this is saying, go and talk about the new life. There is a new life, guys. All right. There is a new life. It's referred to as the resurrected life in Romans chapter 6. So I'll pick it from verse 4. It says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism. Or I'm just picking this to help you see some. Then I'll go to what I'd written down that we're going to look at. But all this is still just fun. It's just fine. All right. And I believe someone just might have needed this for me to be, you know, prompted this way. All right. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism. Please follow this. We're buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. I'll take that again, please. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. So the resurrected life, it's a new life. There is a new life in Christ Jesus. Verse 5 says, for if we have been planted in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. All right. So he's resurrected. We are resurrected together with him. Yes, there's a final state of resurrection where we're going to receive glorified bodies, but it is only those who, let me use the word, died, all right, who slept, or who are asleep, all right, who are dead in Christ. Now, not like there's a dead in Christ, if you understand what I'm saying. The believers who died, all right, I'm just having to use the word dead to make it clear. If I say sleep, you're like, are they sleeping? Just in case you don't understand that term, but it's Bible language, all right? Now, those are the ones who will be resurrected. Their bodies from wherever it was buried or wherever it decomposed raises up. Those that are alive, Bible says the bodies, our own bodies, if that meets us in our own generation, in our own time, our bodies will be changed. All right. So the resurrection we would enjoy, if it happens in our time, is not that our bodies will be raised from the dust or the ground, but our bodies will receive resurrected life, the body. But our spirits are already, all right, with that resurrected life. You have a whole new spirit, a reborn spirit, like the same spirit of Jesus, all right? He came back from the dead. Please get this. Jesus came from the dead into life, all right? So you and I have to understand there is a resurrected life. There's a new life. So I'll peek again that fourth verse of Romans 6. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness. So you and I must walk in that new life, the consciousness of a new life. So back again to that Acts 5:20, the angel said, go stand in the temple and teach the people all the words of this life. So if we're not taught, which has happened largely, I believe, in the body of Christ, we're not taught about this new life. So we're not so aware of it. The life that an average Christian is aware of is what we see every day, right? Where we live, what we experience, how the government runs. That's the life we see. But there ought to be a consistent reminder of a new life. Of the life that we have received in Christ Jesus. This life, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, is a different kind of life. All right? It's a different kind of life. May I tell you something? In John chapter 3, Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus, all right? If you have a Bible that has a center reference, all right? And I'm right now talking about a hard copy. Usually, you don't find that in soft copies, except for study soft copies that you could click, and then it brings extra notes, all right? But most soft copies are just, let me use the term, read-only, all right? Now, if you have a hard one, if you have one in the house, please, I'd appreciate. Maybe when you get back home, if you're already at work, you know, if you have one around you or someone that might have, if you can check what I'm about to say, it will bless you, all right? So in John chapter 3, all right, verse 3, Jesus said to Nicodemus, all right, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, all right, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Please understand this, all right? Now, there are apps that could give you this. If you have study apps, some have numbers. So if you have one on your phone or your tab or your computer right now, all right, and then he has a letter right beside, again, click that letter. Well, place your finger on it or put the cursor to it, all right, the mouse, you know, the cursor. And then you would be amazed what will come out there. You find the word again actually means above. So let me read it. So verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So we are used to the term born again, born again, born again. But the word there is from above. So there's the earth life. Then there's the heavenly life. Are you getting this? There's the earth life. Then there's the heavenly life. And you and I have got to be taught. That's what the angel was saying. Go stand in the temple and talk about the words. Teach the people the words of this life. So, like I just said, there's a life of the earth. There's a life from above. So there's the birth of the earth. Then there's the birth from above. Are you still with me? Now, 1 Corinthians 15, remember last week, we dealt with the fact that there are two Adams. There's a first Adam, then there's a last Adam. Through one Adam came death, through the other Adam, all right, came resurrection. I'll just read that as I introduce a thought I'm about to share with us right now. So 1 Corinthians 15, all right, 21. For since by man came death, by man also, all right, came the resurrection of the dead. 22 says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. You remember that from last week? All right, so let's go now to the 45th verse, 1 Corinthians 15, 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was a living soul. The last Adam was a quickening spirit. However, 46 says, that was not first, which was spiritual, but that which was natural, and afterward, that which is spiritual. Now, I want you to watch this, please. 47, 48, 49. Are you ready? 47. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Connect again to John 3:3. Right, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again. All right, translate, except a man be born from above. From above. All right, you remember that. And Jesus went on to tell Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So the spirit birth, the second birth is a birth from above, a birth from heaven. So look at it again, all right? 1 Corinthians 15, 47. For the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And as is the earthy, 48 says, so are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so are they also that are heavenly. I've explained this somewhat before now. And I said the heavenly there is not angels. No, he's not talking about celestial beings. No, he's talking about people. So as is the earthy, which is Adam, so also are the ones that are earthy, the people naturally from Adam. As is the heavenly, which is Jesus, so are they also that are heavenly, the new creation. Are you getting this? 49 says, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. So I believe the translators are careful here because the language in the original from Bible scholars seem to be stronger and the Amplified shows it a little bit. This last part, Amplified says, so shall we, so let us. So he adds the two. So shall we looks like it will happen. So let us looks like let's make it happen. Because already in our recreated human spirit is the full nature of Christ Jesus. His DNA is active in you. So you already have the image of Christ inside you. Glory to God. So we're looking at two births. The natural birth, the spiritual birth. And the Bible tells us the second birth is from above. So once again, Acts chapter 5 and the 20th verse, the apostles are told, go, stand in the temple, teach the people all the words of this life. We will not be effective in operating in this new kingdom if we're super illiterate about how we operate. All right, we seem to know about this kingdom of the earth, this Babylonian era and the world, all right, and its government. We're more aware of that than we are of our own kingdom. And we've got to teach more about this. We've got to talk more about this. In Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1, Paul says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Verse 2 says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. You say, why? Because you are from above. So you're entering into a new day right now. This is maybe, it depends on what time you're listening to this. Maybe the middle of a day or towards the end of the day for you. How will your day be if you're just starting? How is it going or how has it been? So did you spend some time thinking about your above life? Are you even thinking and choosing to operate? You know, in this world, Jesus said you will have tribulation. He said, be of good cheer, I have overcome. You and I are from above and we're seated together with him. Verse 1 again, please notice. If you be risen with Christ, that's raised up with him. I'm using King James, right? Seek those things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And remember, Ephesians 2 says you are seated together with him. So you are sitting above, but you've got to ensure that your mind is not pulled down to the earth. You are seated, like seated far above. But there's a way this earth kind of like conditions us. And then we almost easily forget who we are and where we're from and what nature, all right, and all of that that we've got. So let's just get blessed with seeing how certain Bible translations put verse 1 and verse 2 of this Colossians. NLT, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, please notice the term new life. Once again, Acts 5:20. So I guess someone is going to like know Acts 5:20 before this broadcast is over. All right, the angel said to the apostles, go stand in the temple and teach the people all the words of this new life. It's a new life. It's not a life you're going to get when you resurrect. It is a new life. You have the life now. Christ has given you. Please listen, it's not a second chance kind of life. I need to say this so you get it. All right. Some people teach being born again. Well, not just even the teachers, just the idea that floats around in some minds. We just teach it like, well, God just gave you a new slate, right? Just gave you a new leaf, you know, a new page. No. Being born again is a complete, please get this, recreation of your human spirit. Your past is completely wiped out. It's a brand new spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17 never gets old. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Please understand that. He's a new creature, a new creation. He's new, as in he just showed up, never existed before. This must dawn on the church of Jesus all over again. All right, because it was the same you, all right, who were in a church or sat in a car or was ministered to by someone, and then you got born again, you just almost think, well, wow, God just gave me a second chance. And somehow, that's how sometimes we communicate it to the people we minister to. And now you know your life has been horrible, you know, but right now, if you just say this prayer with me, God will give you a new life. And then we sound, make it sound like God will give you a new leaf, a turn, a new page. No, you just got born into the greatest family in the whole universe. You just got born by God. Just got born from above. You just got blessed with all spiritual. I mean, that much and more is what happens to anybody that gets born again. So if we lose that revelation, we would not be able to effectively communicate it to the people. All right. So everybody just has that. Well, I got a second chance. Let me try to live better and just be nice to people. And no, you are a new creation. You are a new creation. It's a new life. And we must teach and talk and think more about this. If not, it would slip away. You get into your day, handle your, you know, your career, handle your academics, handle your business. You handle everything from how everybody else know you are from above. Your game is different. Your language is different. Your weapons of warfare, they are different. All right. Everything about you is different. I just said scriptures now without having to make reference to them. All right. But your game is different because you now win by faith. Your language is different. You talk in tongues. You speak the word of God. Your weapons of warfare, they're different. So you go to your field of endeavor. The people around you might not be conscious of angelic protection, but you are from above. Hallelujah. Bible says you've come to Zion, to an innumerable company of angels. That's where you are. Never alone. You never walk alone. No matter how alone you feel. Never. Hallelujah. You have a new life. You have a new life. Please, not a new lease of life. No, no, no. Brand new, brand new. You are a new creation, a new creation. You're not refurbished, all right? You're not that piece of old furniture, all right, that was taken back to the furniture maker, and then the clothing, you know, the upholstery and all got changed and returned. No, you're not that car, all right, that was, you know, repainted, you know, right? You know, chairs and everything. No, 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 changed. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You are brand new. You just got rolled out of the car dealership. Like, no one's ever driven you before. Mileages. I mean, if you understand cars, maybe some of you might not. But the point is, new creature. You just showed up. Nobody's ever seen you. That's how it is. That's how it is for all of us. Oh, dear Lord. Are you getting this? I believe it will bless you. All right. So NLT, since you have been raised to new life, remember what we saw in Romans chapter 6, newness of life. Since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the heavenly realities where Christ sits, all right, in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Passion Translation. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, for that's where Christ sits, enthroned at the place of power, honor, and authority. Verse 2 says, yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural life. How are you getting this? Message Translation. So if you are serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, resurrection life, guys, it says, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. All right. That's how the message, you know, puts it. See things from his perspective. Amplified out, you know, end this portion on that. If then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead. All right. So new life, resurrection. Aim at and seek that rich eternal treasures, you know, that are above where Christ is seated. All right, at the right hand of God. Set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not the things of the earth. So if being born again means being born from above, it means our victory here would be and is hinged largely on our consciousness, on the life that we have received. We're not about to receive this life. We are not about to receive this life. We are not about to receive this life. We have received it. We have received it. We have received it. We are not about to receive it. Glory to God. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John and the 5th chapter. We ended on it last week. Did I just say last week? All right, forgive me. We ended on that yesterday. All right. And it is important we like give it a bit of attention today. So 1 John 5, all right, from the 9th verse, 1 John chapter 5 from verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he testifies of his son. So witness, the word witness there means testimony. So if we receive the testimony of man, the testimony of God is greater. And this is the testimony that God testifies of his son. So it means God has something to say. All right? Are you getting me now? Okay. Verse 10. He who believes in the Son of God has this witness or testimony in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar because he hasn't believed, all right, the testimony that God has given of his son. I know, all right, I might touch something sensitive here, but it's fine. In the book of Revelation, the Bible says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Question is, what is the testimony? All right. So in church, you could say that we could quote the verse and say, the Bible says you overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of testimony. So some people here want to testify, you know, because that's how we overcome, by sharing our testimony. So you grab the mic and say, praise God. I just want to let you know that I got a job, and then, and this and that. Oh, praise God. Oh, and then, so we think that, no, all of those things we call testimonies are only the fruit of the core testimony. Do you understand that? So sometimes we get carried away with those things. You know, you need to learn to say from time to time, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost. All right. You hear Ken Hagin do that. You say, why? Because, you know, when you thank God, man, see how my day just went. Wow, thank you, Father, because I got favor from that person. The reason why you got that favor was the Holy Ghost led you, angels watched over you, and everything worked. So we get too carried away sharing testimonies based on the human evidence side of the story, that we forget the divine factor side of the story. Now, all we just get to say is, ah, man, why, it was the grace of God, it was the mercy of God. And then we move off that. No, why don't you spend more time every day, therefore, conscious of that grace? Because, you know, that's what will make every other thing work. Don't, because you need something, then you remember the grace. Or when something moves, not say, yeah, it was the grace. No, live, therefore, in the consciousness of that grace. Live in the daily consciousness of who the Holy Spirit is and his ministry and mission in your life, and function from that perspective. Such that even when things don't seem to go right, you're saying, thank you, Holy Spirit, you are here. And I know there's wisdom and there's favor and direction for everything to change. So you function from that perspective. So what is the testimony? According to 1 John, all right? So verse 10 again says, he who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. He who does not believe God has made him to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And verse 11, this is the testimony. You know, this is that part where sound effects will be like very, very, like very good, like very good, very good. All right. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Ta-da-da, ta-da-da, ta-da-da. God has, not will. This is the testimony. So if we overcame by the blood and by the word of the testimony, God says here, the testimony is, and it's the same John who wrote this that also wrote Revelations. And he's saying the testimony is God has given us eternal life. Hallelujah. God has, not is about to, not is thinking about it. God has given us eternal life, giving you eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. So child of God, you're listening. God has given you eternal life. And because you have the Son, you have this life. You do. You do. You do. And the 13th verse in the Message translation says, my purpose of writing this is simply. All right. Oh, this is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. Let me. All right. So super beautiful. God has giving you eternal life. Come on. God has. He has. All right. He has given you eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whew, you got the life of God. All right. Message. My purpose in writing is simply this, that you who believe in God's Son will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life, the reality and not the illusion. All right, so this is where this series is supposed to take us to. That you have eternal life, the reality and not the illusion. That you have eternal life, the reality, not the illusion. Listen, God has given you eternal life. And this life is the antidote. And this life is what takes us away from what the enemy thinks he can do to steal, to kill, to destroy. This life will stop him from stealing, stop him from killing, stop him from destroying. How? When you are full of the revelation of, I have eternal life. I have eternal life. So every part of me comes alive, everything in me. And then if you have to speak to parts of your body, go ahead. And if you have to say this for like 6 months, 3 months, 2 days, 5 days, a whole weekend. Give it attention. Fight the fight of faith, the Bible says, and lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on it. And this is why I'm asking. Please get to our website, www.larryrexonosian.com. Please get to our website. All right. The name is just what's up there. LarryRexonosian.com. And then go to the media page. There's a series there, Understanding Life, a 12 part series. It will bless you. It will like seriously bless you. All right. Seriously, super, super. Super like bless you, okay? Oh, dear Lord. All right, I gotta go. I believe this has been a blessing. I will definitely look forward to us hanging out again tomorrow. Please remember, you have the reality and not the illusion. All right? Blessings. This is my testimony from death to life. Because grace rewrote my story. I'll testify. My Jesus Christ.